Bear Country 95.3, it's Tuesday morning. That means a new Montague Web Works website of the week here at Bear Country 95.3, and we welcome Mick to the Bear Country studios. Good morning, Mick.
Hey, Kevin, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Where are we going online today?
Well, it being the new year, and may I say, Kevin, Happy New Year.
Yes. How long are we supposed to say Happy New Year until that gets old?
Until you've said it to everyone in the month of January, I guess.
But
or
as soon
maybe
as you
the
hit
first 2 weeks.
Yeah, as soon as you hit February 1st, it's like, boy, still Happy New
Year?
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Well, yes, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
And so where are we going now?
Well, I figure with the new year, you know, people reassess their lives and other things going on in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And business owners should do the same thing for every aspect of their business. And of course, me being in the web world, my suggestion is that you take a look at your website to make sure it's doing for you what it should be doing for you.
Now define that, doing for you what it should be doing for you.
Well, you spent money to put it up there, right? I've been contacted this past week by a number of businesses, and they're, you know, asking me, can you take a look at my website? I think, and the first thing I see at the bottom is that it says copyright 2002. You know, so that's one thing. I mean, at least update the date.
Oh boy.
On your website. And this is, and then I scratch my head and go, this is a business website and they haven't done any updates to the website in now 9 years.
Yeah, you know, you can definitely tell an older website because they have the digital counter at the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
And that type of stuff.
Oh my God, get rid of those.
Yeah,
but
those aren't necessary anymore.
And you're giving away information that, you know, no one really cares how popular it is. And if the number's really low, then really get that thing off.
Because mm-hmm.
if it hasn't been updated in 9 years and you're only at 1,025, get that thing off your site.
Well, yeah, I remember talking to one person in the web business, and he told me that if the front of your store, you put so much effort in the front of your store to make it look good, to invite people into your store.
Right, exactly.
You should have the exact amount of effort when it comes to your website because it's the same thing. It's just online.
And people are coming from so many different places now. I mean, you got to think about the fact that people are driving in their cars with smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a restaurant and they're looking for a place to eat, and if your website really looks kind of dingy, hasn't been updated, there's no menus up there, you have to think about where people are coming to your website from. And it's more than just a website now. It's the Yelp, people don't use the Yellow Pages anymore. You know, they're using their smartphones. And it's got to have current information on there and your phone number and all that other stuff. And there's so many business websites out there that really are just terrible in that regard. I mean, they're really not doing the business owner any favors. So, you know, there's a list of things that you can look at. The main thing, of course, being having really good contact info, directions, your address up there.
Right. People shouldn't have to find that. It should be right there waiting for them.
It should be right there. And it shouldn't be a tiny little line at the bottom of the page. I mean, it should be, because they're also now, again, I keep coming back to smartphones. I mean, millions and millions of these things are being sold every day. And the screens are really tiny. So if your address is really tiny,
yep,
they're just not
going
to
see it.
Not your phone number and all that. So that's just my suggestion, is to take a fresh look at it. Ask a friend to take a look at it. If you're in a cafe and you see somebody, you know, with an iPhone or a BlackBerry or something, you know, you might not have one. Just walk up and introduce yourself and say, hey, can you take a second to take a look at my site on this thing? And, you know, hold on to your hat.
You will understand. So it sounds like the Montague Web Works website of the week is actually your business.
That's
website.
Right. That's right. Take a fresh look at it. That shouldn't be so much your New Year's resolution, but just a little task that you should do sometime in the month of January while it's still the new year.
Montague Web Works, right here in the Pioneer Valley, of course, can handle building your website. And of course, Montague Web Works is also a part of our Save 30% store, which is online at the Bear Country website. That's bear953.com. You can purchase gift certificates at a 30% discount, which you can then redeem right at Montague Web Works. You can talk to Mick for more information.
That's right. We'll build a site for you, and it'll do all those things and more.
Mick from Montague Web Works. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kevin.